Death of John the Baptist, the forerunner of our Savior Jesus Christ. Following the burial of John the Baptist, the apostles gathered around and began to tell Jesus everything that they had done and taught. After listening to them and realizing that they hadn't even had time to eat because they were so busy serving the many people, Jesus said something of great importance. What was that? Let's look at verse 31. The New Revised Standard Version, which is our Pew Bible, reads, "Come away to a deserted place, all by yourselves, and rest a while. For many were coming and going, and they had no leisure even to eat." The Message Bible says it like this. Jesus said, "Come off by yourselves. Let's take a break and get a little rest." For there was constant coming and going. They didn't even have time to eat. Let's pray. Our gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for this morning. Thank you, O God, for another day in your earth. Thank you for bringing us here. Thank you for health. Thank you for strength. Father, for those who are hurting, we pray, O God, you will form a cushion around them and help them, O God, to heal. Lord, I am your servant, your vessel. Use me, O God, to bring your word, and may your name be glorified, O God. All of it goes to you. And as we are here, God, may we set our minds and our hearts at rest in you, to listen to your word and to glorify you. Amen.
Amen.
The apostles were busy. They were going about serving the crowd, fulfilling their purpose. But Jesus realized that they were tired. You don't need rest if you're not tired. Maybe they didn't even realize that they themselves were tired. It was Jesus who noticed it and extended an invitation to them to come with him to an isolated place and rest a while. The scripture further tells us that they accepted the offer and went away by themselves in a boat to some remote place. Believers in Christ, sometimes we can be burnt out doing good. A vacation is necessary. I did some research on how vacation leave came to be established, and this is what I found. More than 100 years ago, in 1910, President William Taft proposed that every American worker needed 2 to 3 months of vacation leave each year. Yep, he said it was, and I quote, "in order to continue his work next year with the energy and effectiveness which it ought to have." Despite using his presidency to hammer away at Congress, the law never passed. However, Sweden and Germany took the president's lead and both passed legislation giving their employees 7 weeks of paid vacation each year. Most U.S. companies do give employees vacation leave. Church, rest is important. Our Lord knew that first. He created the world and all that's in it in 6 days. And on the seventh day, he
rested.
Amen. Jesus, in his humanity, needed to take time for his own restoration. He would go off by himself to pray, to commune with his heavenly Father. He offered that same rest to his apostles. In Matthew 11:28, he says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." I work over the overnight shift on one of my jobs, from Thursday to Sunday. So most Sundays I come to church very tired and very sleepy. I'm sure most people know that. I need rest. I took advice. And not only that, I made sure that I switched last night with another co-worker so that I could rest and be refreshed for today. Because you know something? It would be shameful if I didn't and I fall out of the pulpit while delivering a sermon on rest. You know? Gotta take your own advice. Jesus knew, oh, he knew, the omnipotent God, he knew that a crowd of people awaited them at Gennesaret. So it was important for the apostles to be physically rested and spiritually rejuvenated so they could better fulfill their purpose. Note, however, that the scripture doesn't say he touched the sick who were brought for healing. Verse 56 says, "And wherever he went, into the villages or cities or farms, they laid the sick in the marketplaces and begged him that they might even touch the fringe of his cloak, the hem of his garment, as the song says, and all who touched it were healed." That, brothers and sisters, is faith in action. If I could only touch him, just touch him. Believers in Christ, let's take that vacation when it becomes due. Get some rest and relaxation. While doing that, rest in Jesus. There is a place of quiet rest. Spend time in prayer, in the Word, and get to know more about your Savior. Take your cares to the Lord. Spend time listening to Jesus, because he might have something new he wants to tell us. But sometimes we are so busy talking and doing everything else, like Martha, God bless her. We don't spend time. We don't take time to say, "Yes, Lord." Like when God called Samuel, "Yes, Lord, what is it you want me to do today? Who is it you want me to minister to today, Lord? Who do you want me to visit today? Who Amen. Needs some food today, Lord?"
Amen.
Let's spend time and listen to him. Today is Youth Sunday. Young people, become more acquainted with your Savior while you're still young, while your mind is fresh. Jesus is the best friend and confidant you could have. Take Jesus with you when you go on vacation, go to camp, when you go off to college. God knows you'll need him then, when you go out with friends. In his epistle to the Ephesians, chapter 2, verses 11 to 22, the Apostle Paul reminded the church at Ephesus that Christ is our peace, verse 14. Jesus came and proclaimed peace to those who were far off, meaning the Gentiles, and also to those who were near, meaning the Jews, in verse 17. And this was accomplished through his work on the cross. He bridged the gap. The blood bridged the gap. Church, I say to you in closing, that while physical rest is important, of greater importance is spiritual rest. Rest for your mind and soul, our mind and soul. Peaceful rest, but we can only get peace when our soul is at rest with Jesus. Let's take advantage of that quiet place that's near to the heart of God. Let's find our place. We don't have to join a line. We have a direct number, a direct access to him. In Jeremiah 33:3, he says, "Call unto me, and I will answer you, and I will show you great and mighty things that you have never known."
Praise the Lord.
And such access we have. Let's take that. Let's lose that access that we have. Let's use it. And let's find our quiet place. Let's rest in him. Let him be our peace.